Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Dobson. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Fain reaches second base with a double. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to third. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik has Fain trapped. There's the throw to Lawler and back to Krusnik, who tags Fain for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost is called out on strikes. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Krisnick reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Michaels covering, for the out. Krisnick moves to third. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krisnick scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from Astroth and he is safe. Carrasquel steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 0-for-1 in the game. Valo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a pop-up towards third. Krasnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheib strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Krasnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 0 in the game. Dobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Hitchcock moves to second. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Carl Scheib. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Hooper now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Krusnik hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Krusnik reaches second base with a double. Lawler moves to third. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler scores. One out. It's 5-1, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krusnik scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Luis Aloma now pitching. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Krusnik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Fane moves to third. Philly moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mealy moves to second. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mealy scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Krasnick hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.